Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, crisp and cool out there. One way to describe how today is, it's just downright cold. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. One of the largest class action settlements in American history is moving forward. This could impact millions of Americans who have used Roundup or other weed killers. Here to break down what it means, why it matters, even those who maybe feel perfectly fine, don't think that it really affected them. Co-lead class counsel from Seeger Weiss LLP, Christopher Seeger. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for giving me this time. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. We've been hearing about this for years, and now it's moving forward. This settlement that covers claims for up to 21 years. How is this designed to protect people who may not even get sick until much, much later?
Yeah, great question. Well, first, you have been hearing about a few years. I think this litigation's been going on for about a decade. And the litigation, just to remind people, is over the product Roundup, which contains an ingredient called glyphosate, which causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, this settlement is designed to bring an end to the litigation and to move people from the court system and into a compensation program where they don't have to take the risk of a judge ruling against them or a jury. They don't have to take the chance that there could be a ruling that could wipe out their case. Anyone who's been exposed to Roundup or a certain amount of it and has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is entitled to file a claim. Now, even as you mentioned, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma can take 10 to 15 years to develop. So that's why the program goes out 21 years, to make sure that we capture in the settlement people who've been exposed today, might be feeling fine, but get sick tomorrow.
So, Chris, who does qualify here? Is this just even for everyday consumers, people that, you know, pick it up at the hardware store and take it home and spray it on the driveway, just regular consumers?
That's exactly who the settlement is for, regular consumers who've got Roundup in their garage, purchased it, would spray it around the house, no matter how large their property is. It could be a tiny piece of property. It could be acres. They're entitled, as well as occupational users of glyphosate or Roundup, like landscapers, people who work in agriculture, who are really exposed to very high levels of glyphosate. It's to capture anyone who's been exposed and has been diagnosed or could be diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Chris, are there certain factors that might make somebody eligible for higher payouts under this settlement?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, occupational users will get more compensation in the settlement than residential users by virtue of the fact that they are exposed to a lot more glyphosate because they're using it, you know, pretty much daily in their job, and they're being exposed to it. A landscaper, for example, who will spray 8 or 9, 10 properties a day for an entire summer or 6 months out of the year, or in some parts of the country all year round, are exposed to very high levels. So those compensation levels are higher to reflect that.
As this big class action settlement moves forward, people are wondering if they're eligible. How do they find out about their eligibility and their legal rights?
Yeah, Paul, thank you for that. They can go to our website, which is the title of the website is weedkillerclass.com. On that website, the settlement agreement is there. The notice that I'm describing about who's in the settlement, what the compensation levels are, what if you're feeling fine today and you get sick tomorrow? All those questions are up there with answers. Court documents are up there. And there's also, if folks don't want to, you know, just read through a website, don't have a lot of time, but have specific questions, we can get somebody on the phone to answer their questions if they call 888-403-8201. And if they forget that phone number and just remember weedkillerclass.com, they can get that number from the website.
And Chris, you mentioned it's been about a decade coming, this class action settlement. What's the time frame now? When do you expect to see things happen? How long is this going to take to move forward?
I hope quickly. Right now, the settlement has received what's called preliminary approval. That means a court has looked at it and said, this looks like something I could approve. But let me give people an opportunity to object, decide if they want to be in it. People can opt out of the settlement. people who are feeling fine today could opt out of the settlement in the event they get sick in the future. The only thing I would say if people are considering that, opting out, is that there are some legal challenges out there right now. First, the fact that not everybody wins their trial. The second thing is that the Supreme Court of the United States is about to hear one of the Roundup cases that have gone to trial. And if the Supreme Court decides against the plaintiff, against the consumer in that case, it'll make it incredibly difficult to bring a case going forward. But the good news and the thing I'd like your listeners to really hear is that no matter what happens in the court system, if this settlement gets finally approved, it will be there for 21 years. So the Supreme Court could say, you can't bring a case anymore, and you still can file a claim in the settlement and be protected. And that's so hopefully we'll have final approval of this by the summer. And, you know, we're hoping to roll it out at that point. There's a chance folks could appeal and tie it up for a while. We hope nobody does that. We think this is a really good settlement, and we think it should be approved.
One more time, Chris, where can people go for more information?
Weedkillerclass.com, or they could call 888-403-8201.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the time this morning.
Can't thank you enough. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.